Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar and Humboldt head Special Olympics coach Ashley Moore. The Humboldt boys soccer team fell Thursday night 1-0 to the Clear Lake Lions for their first loss of the season. The team currently sits at 2 wins, 1 loss, and 1 draw in 2025, going into next week's matchup with Webster City on Monday. I caught up with head coach Joe Hadar after the match against the Lions.
Another good defensive performance. You know, we look solid on defense. It's 2 games we haven't scored, so I like to think that we're a team that can finish and we're a team that can score goals. So we started off the season that way. We got to figure that out again. I don't think the competition has been that different. I mean, these guys tied Belmont Clemmy 0-0. We know Hampton played similarly, so something's gone off the boil. So we got to, as coaches, figure it out, get back to scoring goals. I tell you, we're working on finishing every day in practice. I think it's probably the build-up play and getting us more chances. It looked like that against Hampton. A windy night again, maybe that's makes it a little difficult for us, but I actually felt like Clear Lake looked better than us tonight and played a better game. So, you know, yeah, we probably deserve the L on that one.
Coach, what do you tell the team 4 halves in a row where it's been kind of tough to find the back of the net confidence-wise?
We can do better. You know, they see it. They know. They come in and half of the halftime speech is the guys talking to themselves about the things they know they need to do better. I felt like we did come out in the second half and pass the ball around better. They said at halftime, keep the ball on the ground and start passing it around. And I thought we did a better job of that. We had some chances. We didn't put them away, you know, and as we're unbound and people see these scores, then, you know, they're going to be up for playing us because we've been pretty tough the last couple of years and, you know, they're going to want to get after us. So, you know, we've got to keep getting better at practice and keep working hard, and we'll do that. I know that this group, it's a young group, a lot of inexperience in it. So, you know, I only see us getting better as the year goes along.
For the youth on this team, what are you seeing from them earlier in the season?
A lot of hustle and, you know, a lot of excitement to be out there playing soccer. Our back line is pretty much guys who have not played there at all. That's Angel Ruelas, John Cabrera, Johnny Hayden, and Sterling Scranton. And those guys are holding up their end of the bargain great. Carson looked good in the JV game. I mean, he scored a goal coming out of, he's been thinking about, you know, playing a little bit on the field. So maybe we'll take that as an option to get us more offense because our defense seems to be holding up pretty well. So, but overall, just playing better soccer overall, everything. You know, I was getting at them and got a talking to about, you know, we got to play physical. We do. And, you know, Clear Lake came out and they were more physical than us in the first half. So this is early in the season for us. This is only our 4th game. You know, we've got to we learn as the season goes. And unfortunately, we'll be at our best right at the end of the season.
Jonathan Cabreras, he was showing a little bit of physicality out there as well today.
Oh, John's physical for sure. There's no problem there. But, you know, he was getting better as the night went on. And, you know, he's a freshman, but a tough kid. And he's going to have a good long soccer career. We got to keep him healthy, but he looks really good.
So, Coach, you're next going to be taking on Webster City coming up on Monday. Big NCC matchup on the road. Just thoughts on going into that matchup, one that's always been a tough down-to-the-wire one between Humboldt and Webster City.
Yeah, we want to give them a good game, you know, with a loss and a tie behind us. Maybe not the struggle for the conference championship yet this year, but it's early. With the ties, it's going to be strange to see what teams tie and what that does to everything. But we're going to go over there and give them our best shot. I know that. I know our guys love to play Webster City. They love to play us. I think, you know, honestly, this loss to Clear Lake is the first loss to a team that's not Webster City since pre-COVID in the conference. So congratulations to Clear Lake. That was a good win for them. But, you know, we're going to get ready for Webster City. We'll get on the bus a little early because we don't have school Monday, and we always take Good Friday off. And so Monday, we'll be there a little bit early and, you know, go through some of the things that we go through pregame, just stress a little bit more in the passing game and see what we can come up with.
Well, Coach, we look forward to seeing you back in action coming up on Monday at Webster City.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Hope I have my sidekick, Tony Beach, with me. He's a little under the weather today. So, sorry, Coach, we couldn't get you the W. I know if it was on KHBT you were listening. You're probably listening to this. So, you know, we're going to get a W for you at Webster City. I hope you're back with us.
The Humboldt Special Olympics team recently participated in the 2025 North Central Iowa Area Track and Field Competition at the Humboldt Recreation Center, the 2nd consecutive year being hosted in the venue. I spoke to program head coach Ashley Moore after the event.
Today could not have been any better. The weather was beautiful, which we never have that on a track day. But I'm still glad that we were indoors because we were able to accommodate for all of our athletes today, and having the room and the volunteers, just having the community come together constantly. The past month I've had community members coming and asking me what can I do and giving me ideas that I never even thought of that they brought to our event as well. It was just amazing to come to our event.
Beforehand, it was pretty cool what the school had organized for the athletes before they came over here.
Yeah, our parade, yes. The kids absolutely love that, and going into the hallways and just seeing the kids get to interact with all the other kids and the posters. Dee Dee Maris and her class and the high schoolers made posters for each one of our athletes on our team. So seeing those posters in the hallways, and even some of my athletes said, "Hey, that's my name," was really awesome to see as well. And just getting that energy into my athletes as they come over to be nervous a little bit to compete, and just pumps up their energy for them.
2 years at the Humboldt Rec Center. This is, I'm guessing, becoming the permanent host for this event now?
I do not see it changing at all. And talking with Kenzie Olson, our new event coordinator, she is loving it. We work together really well today, and we have been going back and forth with collaborating on ideas, and today went a lot smoother than it did last year. But last year we were just learning the flow of everything and we got some kinks out, and this year we came up with some other good ideas to help the flow go even better. So yes, this is where it's going to permanently be.
And it sounds like concession stand needs some help as well from the community here.
This year we had our music boosters help with grilling, which the weather, that turned out amazing, and the organization of that coming. And then we also had our Best Buddies do their smoothies again, which I just talked to Dee Dee Maris, who is the founder of the Best Buddies, and she said it was a big hit as well. And being able to provide food for our spectators, that is something that we've never had. So just being able to feed our spectators and not having them have to leave and come back is a great accommodation to have for them too.
With the athletes here, tell us how the qualification works with them moving forward with track and field and Special Olympics Iowa for 2025.
So for each event, they have their field event and their running events. They were divisioned by their age and by their average of their practice scores. And then for all first place qualifiers, they will go to state in Iowa City in May.
Well, Ashley, congratulations on another great event here at the Humboldt Rec Center, and we look forward to seeing the Special Olympics program continue to grow here in Humboldt.
Sounds good. Thank you for supporting us as well.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.